What to know about ozone sauna for perimenopause? There is a stretch of time in a woman's life that nobody really prepares you for. It is not menopause, it is the years before it. The slow, quiet shift that starts happening in your late 30s or early 40s, sometimes even earlier, when things just start feeling off. Your energy drops for no obvious reason. Sleep gets weird. You feel inflamed in ways you cannot quite pinpoint. Your brain fog rolls in mid-afternoon like clockwork. And stress that you used to shake off now sits on your chest like a weight. If you have been searching for answers about ozone sauna and perimenopause, you are not alone, and you are not imagining what your body is telling you. This phase is called perimenopause, and for a lot of women, it is the first time their body starts sending signals that something is shifting. The tricky part is that these changes are subtle enough to dismiss, but persistent enough to affect your quality of life. And because the conversation around perimenopause is still catching up, many women spend months or even years thinking something is wrong with them before realizing their body is simply moving through a natural hormonal transition. What perimenopause actually is and when it starts. Perimenopause is the transition period leading up to menopause, when your ovaries gradually produce less estrogen. According to the Cleveland Clinic, this phase can begin up to 10 years before menopause, typically starting in a woman's 40s, but sometimes as early as the mid-30s. During this time, estrogen levels do not just decline in a straight line, they fluctuate. Some months they spike, other months they drop. That inconsistency is what makes perimenopause feel so unpredictable, how hormonal fluctuation affects your body. Estrogen is not just a reproductive hormone. It plays a role in circulation, inflammation regulation, brain function, sleep quality, bone density, and nervous system balance. When it starts fluctuating, all of those systems feel it. That is why perimenopausal symptoms are so wide-ranging and why they show up in places you would not necessarily connect to hormones. The most common experiences. Women report during perimenopause. The symptoms look different for every woman, but some experiences come up again and again. Research published in the Office on Women's Health estimates that approximately 85% of women experience at least one perimenopausal symptom, with many reporting that these symptoms affect their daily functioning. What women in this phase often deal with persistent fatigue, that a full night of sleep does not fix brain fog and difficulty concentrating, especially in the afternoon. Increased inflammation and joint stiffness that seems to come out of nowhere. Disrupted sleep patterns, especially waking up at 3 or 4 a.m. and not being able to fall back asleep. A lower threshold for stress, where things that used to feel manageable now feel overwhelming. Mood shifts that feel disproportionate to what is actually happening. Hot flashes and night sweats that disrupt comfort and sleep quality. None of this is a medical emergency. But it is real, and it is worth taking seriously. The women who navigate this phase most successfully tend to be the ones who start supporting their body proactively instead of waiting for things to get worse. Why circulation, detox, and nervous system support matter more. Now, during perimenopause, your body's circulation, detox pathways, nervous system regulation, and inflammatory response are all under more pressure than usual.